music of Don Quixote from Man of La Mancha. Yes, that overture, one of quite a few pieces that will be featured this weekend by the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra. This weekend meaning tomorrow, actually. Tomorrow evening, 7:30 p.m. in the Riverview Theater in downtown Shreveport. I'm Kermit Poling. Joining me in the studio, Lois Robinson, who is the executive director of the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra. Good morning, Lois.
Good morning, Kermit. Good morning, everybody.
And I think it's going to be an exciting weekend.
It is. We're seeing, I think we'll have a nice house, although we do still have some tickets available. So I hope that anybody that hears this and says, oh, that's something I need to do, will give us a call or visit our website and join us tomorrow night. One thing, you know, Kermit is usually the interviewer, but since he's one of the guest artists this week, we thought he could be the interviewee, and we would turn the tables a little bit on him, and I would interview him as a guest artist.
Okay.
So here you are, Kermit.
Uh-oh.
So your listeners know you as the general manager of this radio station, but that's not all you do by a whole long shot. So why don't you tell us about those other things that you do?
Well, of course, when I moved to Shreveport 30 years ago, that is really
scary.
Scary. It is. 30 years ago with the Shreveport Symphony, I came in as concertmaster, a violinist. That's the first chair, first violinist, and also as assistant conductor, now associate conductor of the Shreveport Symphony. So I've been conducting the Shreveport Symphony for 3 decades. I have my orchestra in South Arkansas, South Arkansas Symphony. I'm celebrating 20 years as being music director up there. And 1989 became music director of the Shreveport Metropolitan Ballet. So lots of ballet and then lots of, you know, flying around the country and conducting in various places and overseas. So I have this performance side, conducting, the violin side. And I also have, in more recent years, been doing a lot of composition, a lot of writing.
I know you've been terribly busy at that. And actually, on next season, which we just sent out renewal materials for, there will be a premiere of a new symphony written by none other than Kermit Poling.
Yeah, that's really great. So I'm excited about that. It's the first real commission from the Shreveport Symphony in these years, and it is actually my first symphony per se, as opposed to a longer ballet, you know, something programmatic, thematic. So it's a little bit different.
There you have it, Symphony Number 1 by Kermit Poling. Posterity will record this.
Well, I hope so. So it's what's very exciting. So yes, I am a musician. So as much as I am a radio guy, if not more so.
So a Renaissance man in Shreveport. There you go.
So I'm looking forward, of course, conducting the concert this weekend, which is with an old friend of mine, someone who has performed many times in Shreveport. I think we did maybe 9 different shows with him over the course of quite a few years, and it's been a little bit time, so it's overdue to bring him back, and that's with Craig Schulman, who tours generally using also the name Broadway Nights. So if you remember the Broadway Nights theme,
right. That's,
you know,
the franchise. So that's the Broadway,
yes.
Franchise, Broadway Nights franchise returns to Shreveport. So what, you know, why do you think Craig Schulman is such a special artist?
Well, I had heard for years that he was the best of the Jean Valjeans ever on Broadway. This would be back in the 80s, and then also in the national tour. And he performed that role thousands of times. He's also the only tenor to perform not only that role, but also The Phantom in Phantom of the Opera, and Jekyll and Hyde in Jekyll and Hyde. All three of those roles on Broadway is the only tenor who's ever done that. And he's just an amazing artist, an amazing musician, an amazing singer. And I got to learn a lot more about him and his abilities. I'd always wanted to see him, and I thought that would never happen. But I think he's someone that had become so attached to the role of Jean Valjean that he couldn't let it go. So now he has started touring around as a director and teaching masterclasses and also reprising his role as Jean Valjean in various theaters across the country. In last April, he was in El Dorado, and we did a joint project between the South Arkansas Symphony and the South Arkansas Arts Center in El Dorado High School. And he came in and directed and starred in Les Miserables. So it was a real treat. And I thought, well, now I get to finally see everything that I'd heard about. And he really is an outstanding, outstanding actor and singer. And, of course, Shreveport audiences, those of you who remember, certainly remember how incredible his performances were of certainly songs like Bring Him Home, which he still performs at an absolute highest level. So he's a pleasure. I mean, he's a great person to work with.
And I think he's actually breaking away from a directorial gig in Austin this week to
Amarillo,
to join
actually.
Us. Oh, Amarillo
Opera,
an A
doing,
city in
doing
Texas.
Les Mis. Yeah, yeah, yes. One of the other A cities and all of that, which is really exciting. He managed to squeeze us in, and I think he's just, you know, flying in today, flying out on tomorrow or Sunday, I guess.
That's why he couldn't join us today, is he doesn't actually get in to Shreveport until mid-afternoon today. Yeah. We rehearsed tonight, and that's it.
And he'll be singing not only from Les Miserables, but also from Jekyll and Hyde, which is a fascinating show in that, you know, the same person has to play two different characters and literally represent those two different characters. And assuming that those of you coming to the concert are really enthusiastic at the end with lots of applause, the encore piece is a song called Confrontation, which actually is between the two different sides of Jekyll and Hyde, and it's extremely challenging song to perform and bring off well, and I'm really looking forward to him doing that. But Man of La Mancha, you know, Don Quixote is on there, The Cowardly Lion from Wizard of Oz, you've got music from Beauty and the Beast. I mean, this is a whole array of music, not only from Broadway, but also from film as well.
Yes, and so I would just say the moral of the story he just told is don't let him get away without doing an encore tomorrow night. Keep clapping.
That's kind of cheating, I suppose, a little bit there, but it's one of my favorite things that it's on the concert, and it's like, okay, well, you've got to make it there. And he'll be doing music of the night from Phantom of the Opera. That's always a crowd pleaser.
It really is a program of all greatest hits. Mm-hmm. So anybody that appreciates the modern Broadway genre, you really should not miss this, because it's just going to have some of the best stuff.
Absolutely
from
right.
That.
There are some terrific orchestral moments in the program as well, including music from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, and Batman. The theme is Heroes, Monsters, and Madmen, and I was trying to find something orchestral that would kind of match that. I'm not sure whether Batman is a hero or a madman, but maybe
a
little
monster.
Bit of both, or a monster, but Robin Hood, and so there are some great orchestral pieces in there as well. An Olympic fanfare, you know, the heroes of the Olympics, mm-hmm. that's in there. It's actually a seldom heard fanfare by Kurnoff. That's maybe not heard quite as often as John Williams' fanfare, but it's still a great piece of music.
So I'm sure it's going to be a fun evening. And is there anything else that occurs to you that would be useful for people to know today?
Well, I mean, the main thing is the concert is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful opportunity to hear one of the greatest Broadway performers of all time with a great orchestra, of course, the Shreveport Symphony. I think this is something you really don't want to miss. If you enjoy theater music at all, this is an amazing opportunity to hear a first-rate performer. Information about the performances are available on the Shreveport Symphony website, including this one, shreveportsymphony.com. You can also call 318-227-8863, the tune number, T-U-N-E, 8863, to get tickets. We didn't talk about this beforehand, but we've been giving away tickets throughout the week, and I thought maybe
give away another pair right now, and that would be just fine.
All right. So if you call right now at 800-552-8502, a pair of tickets to see the Shreveport Symphony and Craig Shulman tomorrow evening can be yours. So give us a call. Meanwhile, if you don't have your tickets, be sure and get them and come and see the program.
We hope to see all of you there.
All right. Well, Lois, thanks.
Thank
for
you,
being
Kermit.
Here. Thanks for the interview.
It was hard-hitting.
And for those of you who are with an organization, you have an event coming up, you'd like to be featured on a spotlight, give us a call. Again, that same number, 800-552-8502.